Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Kimberly Hills?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Valerie. I'm the admissions from Family First. How are you?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking, Kimberly. I'm calling you to let you know that I'm from admissions. I will follow up services these few days, and also I will help you to set up the app in your cell phone so you can start clocking and clock out tomorrow, right? You're going to start tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay. Could you please confirm you're going to start from 8 to 1, right?
What happened?
Your schedule is from 8 to 1.
Yes, yes. Monday to Saturday.
Monday to Saturday, right. 5 hours per day. Okay, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going. Do you have Android or iPhone?
I got iPhone and Android. I got the app on the iPhone now.
Do you have the app already?
Yeah, because I used to take care of my uncle a while ago. So.
Oh, okay. Let me.
I'll be logging in with a whole different login, though. You know.
Okay. I will send to you by email and text message the links so you can open it and make sure that you have the right one. And I will need the mobile ID so I can add your name and the Williams profile, okay? So you can clock in for William.
You say you need the mobile ID?
Yes.
What's the mobile ID?
That the app give you when you download. That's
what
I'm going to say.
So when you send me the link, I follow the link, and it'll send a certain ID over.
Right, yes. I'm going to send to you two links, okay? So make sure that you open, if you open it from your iPhone or for your Android, make sure that you open the right one, okay?
For my iPhone, you have to send it to my email because the phone is off, but it works through the internet. I've been using it through the internet, you know. Let me see.
Okay, your email is khills13@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to email you and also text you, so just to make sure that you receive the information. Okay. Please let me know if you have the mobile ID. You can reply the email and let me know so you can clock in tomorrow, okay?
One second. Is it going to be on the link?
On the what?
It's going to be on the link.
Yes,
I'll wait for it to come up now.
You should follow up the steps. Like, you should log in and make sure that all the information is filled out.
I'm looking for the new email now. I don't see it yet. The Family First?
Yeah, but give me 1 second.
I'm in my email now, yeah.
You just give me 1 second. I'm writing down. Oh, it's a check up. Okay, try to reload your email.
Oh, Valerie?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. Yeah, I just opened up the app. I just clicked on the iPhone app.
Okay.
I'm waiting for that to come up now. Okay.
For
so I gotta create me a I gotta create me a username and password.
Yes, you should follow up the. It requests to put your email, password, like create an account, and sign up.
I'm in there, but I got to sign up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I'm signing up now.
Okay.
I'll have to use a different email because I don't want this information from my uncle to pop up. Let me see. I'll have to use a different email for the login.
No, you should use the one that I have in the system.
But that's the same one I used when I was taking care of my uncle with that same app. I'm not sure they're going to tell me that I already got an account with them. Let me see.
Okay.
I took care of my uncle in 2023. Let me see. And 2024. So let me see. Okay, let's see. I should receive an email. Okay, let me see. Oh, now I'm waiting for them to send me the email. Saying thanks for signing up.
Okay, and now that's the confirmation email, the verification email, right? And now in the main screen, are you able to see the in the app?
They said they're supposed to send me an email. That's what I'm looking for, the email.
Oh, okay. Yes, you should receive.
They didn't send me the email yet. No, I tried the email. They're supposed to send me saying thanks for signing up. You know. But I'm going to see if they let me log in. If they let me log in. Let me see if they let me log in.
If you see the mobile ID, let me know, okay?
I ain't putting no invalid. I'll just create this password. Come on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to act like the stuff I put in wasn't right. Come on.
What do you see?
So now it's giving me problems with logging in. Come on now. Come on.
Okay, maybe it's the signal. Or downstream.
They said thanks for signing up. We're gonna send you a They're trying to tell me that's not the password I picked. I know what password I just picked. I don't understand. I'm trying to log in now. They gave me a temporary password.
Okay. Okay, you're doing good. Sometimes it takes time to receive the confirmation email. It seems like, it looks like you won't receive it, but you receive it in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Are you in?
Yeah.
What you see?
I see what you mean, the mobile device ID or the mobile ID.
It's that one.
Which one? Which one, the device?
The 7-digit code.
Oh, okay. 481. 6541.
Correct. Give me 1 second so I can open your profile.
Yeah, mobile link.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Could you repeat it, please?
Mm-hmm. 481-6541.
Okay. 481. Let me copy.
Yeah, 481-6541.
Okay, give me 1 second. Great. Don't move. Heels, Kimberly.
Yeah, 481-6541. Yep.
Let me activate it. Non-clean, safe. Okay, save, profile. Okay, now I'm going to add your name in the patient's profile. Now you're active. Okay, you can clock in and clock out. But now I'm going to add your name in the patient's profile so you will see the patient's information and you can clock in and clock out. Give me 1 second. Profile. Okay. Shields. Kimberly. Okay, Kimberly, cool. Now try to give me 1 second of safe. My system is very slow right now. Okay, now you're active. Please try to reload or log in and you will see the patient's name in the main screen.
There's no patient yet. Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Harrison William.
Yeah, nothing in there yet.
Okay, just wait a couple of seconds.
I closed the app and now I'm about to reopen it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yes, log in over again.
So I'm logged out, now I'm logging back in.
Yes.
Got his name up there, okay.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it. 8-1 tomorrow, on the 1st. Oh, yeah. I see everything to the 4 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, and you clock in and clock out every day.
But
Keep in mind
on
that
the
this is.
seventh, he go on the seventh, he going to a doctor's appointment. I'm going with him on the seventh to the doctor's appointment. So I might be clocking out if we don't be back by one, you know. So he got an appointment that day.
Tomorrow?
No, I'm going to the doctor's with him to his appointment, you know. No, the stretcher come and pick him up.
Okay, in that case, you can clock in
Yeah,
before.
I'm down to travel with him, yeah.
Okay.
I travel with him to the doctor's appointments. He got an
Okay.
appointment on the he got appointment on the 7th, appointment on the 13th, appointment on the 18th. Yeah.
Okay. You can clock in after, I'm sorry, before go to the doctor and clock out when you get home. And I can adjust
Yeah.
the schedule for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome, Kimberly. You have a
Cause
beautiful day.
I'm not sure what time I'm getting home, but I'll clock out, you know. Okay.
Okay, I'm
Thank
going
you.
to email you my contact information, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Bye.